This room contains a reconstruction of the museum that was standing in this very spot in the 19th century and had a printed catalogue already in 1885. It was a cabinet of curiosities, typical of the 19th century, with diverse contents. It can be seen today in the individual showcases that present a portion of that collection, which had contained 600 exhibits. Based on his interests and on his work and other connections, the Count collected coins from antiquity to the 19th century, fossils and minerals, archaeological objects, oil paintings, valuable books, and various diplomatic gifts. A part of the collection, particularly the valuable Gobelin tapestries and fabrics, disappeared during World War I, when Italian soldiers were stationed at the castle. After the war, the aged Count no longer renewed the collection and donated some of the objects that were still preserved to the present-day Musei Provinciali in Gorizia. To follow the descriptions of the showcases and museum objects, move clockwise. The Stations of the Cross on display, a graphic by the Venetian painter Gian Domenico Tiepolo, comes from the castle chapel of St. Anthony of Padua, which is located in the tower of the entrance walls. The large wasp nest on display was also included in the Count's collection, next to his collection of fossils and minerals. The round fossils, the numulites, came from a site in Goriška Brda. The original furniture hardware reflects the former residential culture at the castle, which was also demonstrated by old photographs that were taken towards the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. In his travels, Silverio de Bagher collected a large number of old coins dating from Roman times to the 19th century. One of the most interesting exhibits was a life-size wooden horse covered with a red silk cover, which was a gift from the Viceroy of Egypt, Said Pasha, to Silverio's father, Jaime de Bagher, for his merits in building the Suez Canal. The horse had a saddle with precious stones which had been a gift from the Istanbul Pasha. One of the most valuable portraits was Veronese oil painting of Princess Montecuccoli, which disappeared heaven knows where. The wall displays only the less acclaimed pieces that were returned by individuals after 1991. The valuable paintings were never returned, nor were the two suitcases containing 8 kilograms of gold and silver objects. A part of the list of these objects is hidden on the wall behind the red curtain. The cabinet containing archaeological objects was not part of Bagher's museum. These objects were uncovered during archaeological research at Dobrovo Castle. This archaeological research was conducted between 1979 and 1990 and was led by archaeologists of the Institute for the Protection of Cultural Heritage of Slovenia and the Goriški Muzej Regional Museum. Most of the finds were ceramicware and glassware items. Tableware from the early modern period is on display. The remains discovered in an open fireplace in the present-day castle vestibule provide interesting insight into the lives and diets of the lords of the castle in the first half of the 17th century. Sample analysis showed that the guests were served beef, veal, venison, domestic poultry, songbirds, clams, chicken eggs, and grapes. The site of the Dobrovo castle was undoubtedly already inhabited in Roman times, which is confirmed by various finds from the Roman era. Let us mention, for instance, the fibula, a bronze clothing buckle. It was discovered beneath a layer of medieval rubbish on the north side of the castle. According to research, the original medieval building stood in the location of the present building and at the highest point. It encompassed the eastern third of the present-day main building. Judging by the thickness of the uncovered walls, it could not have had more than 2 stories. The wall panels show past depictions of Dobrovo Castle, interesting experts, and drawings from the journal of Silverio's nephew Pirke, and accounts of the castle being looted during World War II.